Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Reinvention Summit. I'm Randy Levin. I'm a transitional life strategist and reinvention expert, and this is my signature program. And it's modeled after my GPS coaching system. And tonight we're going to dive deep into the letter G in that GPS coaching system. But I wanted to kick off really by talking a little bit about why I named this a summit, because it was very intentional. It was very mindful in terms of my figuring out what I wanted to call this program. We think about a summit. We think about that apex, right? We think about that climb to the top, that regal, beautiful mountaintop, right? That reach. Think about climbers going up, right? Forward motion. So that had a lot to do with it. And then I thought about the mountain itself. And the mountains have adversity, right? They have warm temperatures and freezing cold temperatures and the sun beating down on them and ice and, you know, things growing on them and animals and people crawling on them. And yet they're still beautiful, even when they've eroded, even when they've had this adversity. They're still beautiful, just like we're all still beautiful, whether things are exactly what we want them to be or they're not, no matter what's happened in our life, okay? And I've also called it a summit because a summit is a meeting of minds, okay? And I love the idea that we're a meeting of minds. So this is also a little bit of a mastermind in a lot of ways too, because it will be interactive. We will be opening mics. We will be interacting on the Facebook page. And we will be really coming into it with all of our own individual little toolkits, if you would, of what we bring to anything as adults when we learn. We come in from all different points of view. And there's different pieces that we can take out, different pieces that we give back in to a learning experience. So I love all of that about it being a summit. We have 5 meetings together. It's a meeting of minds, of teachings, of inspiration. And you'll all have the opportunity to not only impact each other, but even more importantly, you're going to impact yourself. And the way this is designed, you will walk away at the end of the 5 weeks with information, with thought, with introspection for yourself of things that you can take forward long after this 5 weeks is over. So it's something I'm very, very proud of. Thank you for joining me on this journey, okay? Because summits are powerful. For the purposes of this program, there's no real measurement, okay? So in regard to reaching the summit, because the measurements that we're most interested in documenting are about process, okay, to that highest level, the journey to get there rather than just the destination, okay? And we're going to talk about the twisting and the tweaking of our different paths in order to get to a specific destination. So, planning for the trip. So why a GPS? People ask me that all the time, and it's a really simple answer, really, because coaching is my reinvention, and somewhere in there, hitting a big birthday and figuring out what was next for myself, I knew I needed some sort of map. I just felt like I needed a guide, and so I started to really think about where I had grown as a person, what was going on for me. I really needed to find my purpose again. Once again, and we find many purposes in our lives. And I needed to come up with those success steps that would take me forward. And so the G, the P, and the S became this GPS that really led me forward in my own reinvention and that I use in everything that I now do. So the G in a GPS stands for growth and not goals. So if those are the mics open, open the mics up. Why do we think they stand for growth and not goals? Anybody, some of you know the answer to this with me? Anybody want to chirp in? Anyone know? No one wants to chirp in. Okay. So when we talk about, I'm talking about growth instead of goals, very, very importantly, because when we set a goal, okay, it's a specific thing that we have to get to. When we look at growth, we're measuring process. We're measuring progress. We're measuring in today, in real time, okay? The things that we can accomplish. What can we do in that real time? So think of it this way. If you went out to your car or you held onto your phone and you wanted to plug in a destination and you put in, I don't know, or I'm not sure, or I don't know how to get there, where would you go? Right? So you wouldn't really go too far. You'd be in the driveway, you'd be in the parking garage, you'd be in your spot, you wouldn't move. Okay. So if you think about the goal as the destination that we set in the GPS, okay, it's So we need to have a place we're going to. But then if we only have the place we're going to, we so often don't get there. So think about this. If you were going to have a New Year's resolution and you were going to say, I'm going to lose 20 pounds and I'm going to do that by the end of April. And then you start, right? January 1st comes and you go to the gym and you're eating shakes and you're eating better and you're so mindful of all of it. And guess what? You're losing weight. Yay. Isn't that wonderful? Except you get to March and you're in mid-March, late March, and you've lost 10 pounds. Right? That's really great. How fantastic is that? You're down a size, maybe two sizes. You look good. You feel healthy. And then you remember that you had this goal, right? You were going to lose 20 pounds and now you only have a few weeks left. So all of a sudden we become human. And as humans, we're usually hardwired to take a look at what we didn't do first. And so now you're saying to yourself, huh, well, I didn't lose the 20 pounds. So did I fail? Like, how am I going to do that now? You know, what's the point of starving myself or working this hard? I'm not going to reach that goal. So when we look at process and progress and we look at growth, that switches things. Because if we have that outlook, we're looking at that 20 pounds and we're now in the end of March and we're saying, oh my God, I'm so happy that I lost the 10 pounds. I feel great. I look great. This is great. So I'm going to reset my GPS. I'm going to reset that goal because honestly, I think I could probably get to 12 and that's really good. I am proud of myself. There's a difference. So remember, a lot of us growing up, maybe you do it with your own kids, but grandparents, parents on the doorposts, you know, on the side of the doors would measure your growth. Okay. So maybe they'd measure you when you were little, for the first day of school or your birthday or Christmas time, right? And maybe it was against your siblings or your cousins or what have you. And your grandmother would get so excited. Oh my God, she grew. It's so amazing. Well, they knew you were going to grow. You weren't going to stay 4 feet tall forever, but it was the idea that you could celebrate growth, and you can, because growth allows for flexibility. Growth allows for things to be super positive and really work for you. And growth allows them to maybe not always work, okay? So it allows for that flexibility in there. And when we take a look at goals, we also need to be really, really smart about them. And some of you have probably heard this in acronym as well. So when we plug something into that GPS, we have to be mindful that it's specific, it's measurable, it's achievable, it's realistic, and it's timely. So think about that. You need all of those things in order to get to a destination, right? So when we look at long-range goals, we need to be able to then go back in and say, well, what's the growth that gets me there? And to then be mindful, and this is the shift, to be mindful of where you can change that destination when and if you need to. So let's use the car trip as an example again. So let's say you plug in a destination. You want to go to the tip of Long Island, okay? And so you get in that car and you're going and you're on the highway and you say, hey, I don't really like this highway driving so much. I want to take some scenic roads. And so you decide to veer off at an exit and you're going to reprogram your destination a little bit because you're doing that, right? So now you're mindfully choosing to stop at different places. There's all these cute antique stores, and then you see a great place to eat, and you know, you see some great store that you want to stop in, and this keeps happening. So all these little things are all helping in your growth or in the process to your getting there, but you haven't reached the goal yet. And then somewhere along the way, you may decide, hey, I do not need to go to the tip of Long Island. I can go one more exit and then go back. So when we're mindful of that whole process, right, of growth and to a destination, we realize that we can have the ability to shift the destination itself and the ability to really track the growth and understand and learn from that. So hopefully that makes sense. So when we look toward those goals, the key is to start and begin with the growth, with the bunny hill, not with the big, big hill that we're talking about as a summit, but with those bunny hills, because we can do the bunny hills, right? But we keep doing the bunny hills. We work our way up to that apex. We work our way up to that mountain. I want to open the mics again. Are there any questions? Any thoughts so far that anybody has? It's a quiet group today. Okay. So no conversation about growth can happen without a conversation about setting intentions. Intentions is kind of heavy duty. Think about intentions. Growth is all about intentions because we feel with intentions. Intentions are emotion, okay? It's heartfelt. It's where our passion is. It's where our core beliefs are. Intentions align with your soul, essentially, right? And then goals, very differently, align with your mind. They align with all those thoughts, sometimes overthinking, okay? And they also align, because we're thinking, they align with our fears, okay? So very often when we're setting a goal and we're seeing that we may not get there or we're not really sure what's next, we go into that woulda, shoulda, coulda thing. We go into the, is it the right time? Do I have enough money? You know, does my family need me? Should I wait till next year? We get into this whole mindset very, very often. So we need to be able to understand the difference between the two, okay? Because sometimes the fear and the worry come in when we're very, very head-driven. So when we can combine those two, when we can think with the intentions of using our heart and our mind together, okay, that's the sweet spot. And that is really, in my opinion, where balance lives. Some people ask me all the time, I need to balance work and I need to balance my personal life. I need to get more balance in my life. And it's all about that fluidity of being true to your heart and your mind together, not one or the other. And when we balance, here's another piece of it. We're not balancing two people. One person who works, one person who's personal. We are balancing one person. And what we're balancing is our relationship to our heart-driven things and our relationship to our mind-driven things. And it's a very, very different thought process when we think about being fluid to that, right? It's a choice. And when we put ourselves in the ability to make that choice and to welcome in choice, it shifts everything just a little bit more. So three questions to ask yourself. What do you really want? What do you really want? What is your best intention? So what's your best heartfelt space? Okay. And what do you most want your defining moments to be about? Your defining moments, because you get to choose them, believe it or not. We have defining moments all the time, but we don't always see them. We're not always mindful that they're there. You know, sometimes they're little whispers that are happening and we're so busy that we don't even know it's a defining moment for us. Okay, so the next 5 weeks are all about our rules, and we all create rules, right? We're big rule people. And they're about breaking those rules a little bit, about breaking those mindset rules, your ability to choose and to shift those rules in order to create and edit your story. Not just any story, but the story you most want to live now, today. Because I say that there's one life that we live and many, many chapters along the way. Many different destinations that we can set and reset and understand. So we all come to this with a history, with things that we can celebrate. And the past could sometimes be our best asset when we use it as the foundation or the toolkit for the present. So very often, you know, you may look at something, reach a certain age, reach a certain plateau in something that you're doing and say, oh, gosh, well, I don't know. I know I want to do this, but I don't have the skills to do that. Or I would need to go back to school. Or I would need to do this, that, and the other thing. And we shut ourselves down. You got to give yourself a little credit for all the tools that you do have just from living. Okay. Just in the summit alone, you know, we all come to it from different points of view. Some of us have college education. Some of us has post-grad education. Some of us have been married. Some of us have never been married. Some of us have been married multiple times. Some of us have children. Some of us have little children versus grown children. Each stage loads up that toolkit, builds upon the things you know, enriches who you are as a person. And all of those things take you forward, get you to the point you are today and propel you forward. Okay. So there's a lot less what if, and I'm not really ready, than we give ourselves credit for each stage of that. So think of growth as a jigsaw puzzle, right? So we take that puzzle, we whip it over onto the top of a table and there's 1,000 pieces there. Okay. And they all connect. And individually, they may not mean that much, but you start to put them together and you start to build out that frame and you can start to see, oh my gosh, there's a picture forming here. There's a whole piece of something forming. and you keep working on that. And so each one of these pieces on their own, maybe not all that significant, but you start to lace them and link them together, and they take on a whole different life form. They form that destination being the picture, but they are all little pieces of growth. Okay, so a kind of a visioning way of being able to think about in real time, you know, what that growth looks like. And it's not linear. It doesn't go north, and it doesn't go south, and it doesn't go east, and it doesn't go west. Growth is in all directions, okay? And it's personal. And at one point in your life, it may be one thing. At another point in your life, it may be another, okay? So because we're talking about timelines, I want to make sure that you realize that we are talking about real time, okay? And I'm hoping that everybody did that assignment that we had going into this, 100 Ways to Change Your Life worksheet, because that is a way to think about today and what do I want in the future? What do I want to bring into my life, okay? So if we think about the what and the why, but not the how, when we start thinking about how we're going to bring something forward or how we're going to welcome it into our lives, we get caught up in the mind game. We get caught up in the fears, okay? And sometimes we shut down the thoughts. But if we keep it to the what and the why, we open it up and we open up the possibility and the opportunity to bring in some things that you know, we may not have thought of, or we may not have thought were even possible to do. So what I want you to do with that is I want you to take a look, if you've done it, and hopefully you have, a couple questions. How many items on there are actually feasible? How many can you accomplish? And are there any surprises? So open up the mics again. Hopefully someone will talk to me. Were there any surprises? Anybody who did it? Any surprises or anything that came up that was of a category? So the things that came up for you were very relaxing and zen, or all about learning, or the things that came up for you were all about
relaxing and learning.
Anybody wanna make it open?
The phone still on?
Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Okay. I don't know who that is. Does anybody want to answer my question? Okay. Well, pretend that you've accomplished some of those things on your list. How does that feel? What's different for you now if you have accomplished it? You know, and give yourself some time to really think about what would be different in your life if you did take some of the risks of the things you put down there that you want to learn to do, or jump out of a plane, or, you know, do something in particular. Anybody? What would change?
I think you'd feel inspired to go on and do more of it.
You'd be inspired? Yeah, I agree with that. I think you would be inspired to go on and do more of it. And that is exactly what I was next going to say. How do we lean into the things that are showing up for us? There's those pieces that may link together in some way. Yeah. And that's the idea of this exercise, is to really show us where we can grow and where we can, you know, take some of those opportunities and thoughts we may have and really pull them together in a way that would be meaningful for us right now in real time, as I said. Okay? Growth involves discomfort, and growth involves perseverance, and growth is very much like that mountain, because there has to be a little bit of adversity to be able to grow. We have to be uncomfortable, just a little bit. Because when we're too comfortable, we don't necessarily grow. We do what we always have done, and that may be okay, but we're probably not going to step forward into something else. We're probably not going to take that risk or that chance to do something. So three steps for promoting growth. The first step is to shift perspectives and gears. Remember, I'm very car-oriented here. Shift perspectives and gears. All right, so you can always turn that car around. You can always make a U-turn. So if you set that destination, and maybe it's at 20 pounds by the end of April, and you've gotten to 10, you can turn that around and say, okay, now I'm now going to shoot for 12 because I'm really proud of myself. Okay, very, very different than saying, I'm going to go get a bag of potato chips because what's the point of this? And we probably have all been in both those places. So shifting perspectives and gears is allowing yourself to turn it around just a little bit so that you can tweak it and make it work for you in the moment, okay? So that's a way to take that goal, to bring it back into understanding the growth and your choice that you have within that to renew and to change. And that kind of puts you in this, what I like to call a reinvention state of mind, right? So here again are some questions to ask yourself, okay? What do I want to bring or welcome into my life? And I love that. What do I want to welcome into my life? And this is something you can ask yourself periodically. We forget. We get very busy doing the things we do. We show up at work. We show up at home. You know, we're a friend. We're a wife. We're a mother. We're a sister, whatever we are. And we forget that we can welcome things in. We can manifest. We can vision for what the things we most want are, which again was one of the ideas behind this worksheet. The second thing, what if no obstacles existed for me? What would be different if all of a sudden all the obstacles were removed? There were no borders on this at all, and anything that's on that list could happen. What becomes different? What do I want to do in 3 months, in 6 months, in 1 year, or in 5 years? So for those of you, and I mentioned this on the Facebook page, for those of you who've done this exercise with me before, and you've looked at it as something you want to achieve in your whole life, bring it back, customize it. What do I want to achieve in 3 months? What's feasible from that? What do I want to achieve in 2017? What do I want to achieve in the business side of my life this year? Okay. So there's all different ways you can customize it and really ask yourself these questions. And here's the big one. What small step can I begin implementing today toward a 3 month vision? So asking yourself, what can you do? Because there's always some piece that you can do. And it may not be the thing that came to mind. It's probably not even the thing that's on your to-do list. It may not be the thing you said you were going to do, but is it a step toward what you most want? And that's what you really need to be able to look at. Okay. So the second thing in the three steps for promoting growth is to understand the signs from the road of life. Okay. And I call it that in my book, Get Results. That's my chapter in this anthology. It's called Signs from the Road of Life. And what that is basically is those little whiskers, those things that come up for you, and they come up often, that we don't always hear that are happening. Those little things that are happening that seem like they may be a little serendipitous, we may be paying attention, we may not, chance meetings of different types of things, just little odd things where the universe is speaking. For me, one of the things that was my tip off for the beginning of my own reinvention was really just I started to lose weight and take health more seriously and exercising and switching friends and all this stuff. And with all of that, I said, oh my gosh, I've got 4 sizes of clothes here I can sell. I'm an ex-retailer. I should be able to do that. So I go on eBay and I start selling clothes left and right. I'm like, this is fun, really cool. And in no time, I made thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And that is a real story. And so in the same time frame, I'm figuring out that growth, that purpose, those success steps, and I'm figuring out that coaching is where I want to be. And I go to price going back to school. And I will tell you, within a few dollars, the cost of going back to school to be certified as a coach and what I had now earned selling off my clothes were almost identical. Was that a sign from the road of life? Yeah. And I may have missed it. You know, one of many that happened, particularly in that time frame. And signs of the road of life can be visuals that we have. It can be any kind of visual that we have that propels us forward in some way. Okay. So be mindful of it because it's a choice. So one of the things that also happened in that time frame is I was able to ask myself one really impactful, important question. I look back just a little bit, kind of like that toy car that we pull back and we pull it back and we pull it back and it springs forward. That was me. And I said to myself, what would I do if it were 10 years ago? And I knew the answer to that. The answer took me right to my coaching path. Okay. So sometimes being mindful of the questions we can ask of ourselves, of the answers we're giving, and how those answers may be very different for you in one point of your life than they are in another. So for me, at that juncture, answering that question, I knew I'd asked myself that question 5 years earlier, 10 years earlier, I wouldn't have had a clue what I was even asking myself. Something else completely different would have come out of my mouth. And that's okay, because we can shift destinations, we can shift goals, and we can shift the process toward the goals. Okay? So one of the key factors here is to really be able to trust and believe in ourselves and to believe in that process that we have, and really being able to trust that we're making decisions that are going to guide us, and letting that go just a little bit. So we take a little bit step forward in it and see where we go with it, a little bit of a risk. And the third piece in the steps for promoting growth is playgrounds. Talk about play a lot. You think about when little children play, they are animated and they're throwing things around and they are in the moment. That was the last time you were in the moment, right? In the moment. And 1 minute they're a veterinarian, Christy. And one minute they're a mommy, and 1 minute they're a teacher, and 1 minute they're a coach. 1 minute they're everything, okay? Because they can be everything, because they're playing with the possibility, because they've taken out the how and they've replaced it with, this is really interesting. This is making me curious. I'm asking really great questions. So where in your life can you be that five-year-old? Where in your life can you be curious? Can you get into a lab mode and say, okay, I'm going to try this a different way? Think about dating. Well, for some of us, it's been a long time. But when we go on a date, right? Go on a date, you don't know that first date. You don't know who's sitting across that table from you, right? You really don't know. You don't know if you're going to have something to talk about. You don't know if you're going to like each other. You don't know anything about it. So it's risky, right? You think about when you get into a car and you drive every day. We don't really know what's going to happen or not happen when we get into the car and we drive to different places. You know, who we're going to meet, what we're going to pass, what's going to happen with us that day. So we take these little risks, these little things, but we tend to be very serious people. So we don't always play with the opportunities and the possibilities of what's in front of us. So tweaking those rules just a little bit to enable us to try something or try something that we haven't tried before, really, really important. So I'm going to give you a tip to try now. And it's all about creating habits, telling yourself a story that you want to tell. Okay, so I don't know how many of you keep journals. I will admit that I tell everyone to keep a journal, but I am not a journal keeper. I'm a list keeper. Okay, I prefer lists or other more simplistic ways of doing things rather than the volume of a book. But people swear by journals. So I will tell you, get a journal book or get some kind of pad. Keep it by your bed, by your nightstand, because this is something you're going to do in the evening. And there's a reason for that. You're going to shut down, power down your day with a habit that you're going to create. And the habit is going to be that you're going to list three things that were highlights of your day. Three highlights of your day. So essentially, we're saying three successes of your day. Okay? So we all measure success a little bit differently. So three highlights of your day. So that could be some huge thing. You landed this big client. You bought the house of your dreams. You know, you're taking that trip to Europe, whatever that could be, huge, right? Or it could be itty bitty. Your dog kissed you when you went into the house, or your child was very nice to you that day, or, you know, you met somebody really, really fun to be around. It could be teeny tiny. But every little day, mindfully writing down three highlights of your day. So it could be the dreariest, rainiest day that all day long you're going around saying, this is just not a good day. I have a headache. It's not a good day. At the end of the day, what are the three best things that happened that day? Maybe it's you had an umbrella, okay, and it was raining. But write it down and make it a part of your evening. Go to sleep. When you wake up in the morning, just glance at the list. Okay, keep yourself mindful of those highlights of your day, and then keep the list going. And whether you decide to look at that list at the end of a week, whether you decide to look at it at the end of the month, whether you hold on to it and you look at it at the end of the year, it doesn't matter. What's really, really important and what matters there is that you want to be able to create this habit of finding those highlights, of understanding the growth. Because that's where the growth is. It's in these little pieces. It's not in those big chunks of what you did or you didn't do. It's in the little pieces that we mindfully put down for ourselves. Sometimes we totally forget these things. And that's one of the reasons that I'm suggesting doing that. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to open up the mics again, and we're going to open this up to Q&A. I want to see what questions you may have about growth or anything that resonated with you or didn't. That's open too today, and I want to really know what your thoughts are. So anyone? Without me having to call on these phone numbers that I'm not sure belong to whom. Okay, people. Who's talking to me?
I'll say something.
Thank you, Ken.
And whether it's about the list, it's really about the list.
Okay.
Leading to growth, because yeah. I thought the list was kind of a neat thing to do. I didn't get nearly to 100, but there's a lot of things on my list that I really think that I could do, but I'm not doing those things.
Okay.
And I think it's because I've gotten into a certain lifestyle and certain patterns of life.
Right.
It's like, to make room for those things, I've got to like get out of doing those other things.
Correct. So
it's kind of neat. It's kind of neat because I think just by a little effort, I could get some of those things in, really do them, you know, so.
I love that. And you're seeing the possibility of it. And if you didn't actually make the list, as silly as it seems, you may not really visualize it. We automatically go to, we don't have time to do that. We don't have time for that because we're doing this. But, you know, if not now, when? So when do we try these things? When do we step into something else? Or maybe it's the thing we've been telling ourselves for 10 years we wanted to do, but we've never really done it. But why can't we do it? Or some small piece of it. So yeah, it's great. And I'm very happy to hear you say that. And I'm excited to hear where that goes for you, to be more mindful of some of those things. And you may even find that if you start to do that little habit thing where you're making the success list at the end of the day, like three highlights, there may be some parallels between some of the things that you're trying. In fact, there probably should be some parallels there. So that's really interesting. Thank you. Who else wants to talk to me?
I think this is Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Hello, Randy. I'm a list maker and a journal keeper.
Okay.
So, and it's interesting because I know when I write something down, it becomes like that thing, like, because I wrote it, it's becomes like, okay, more attainable because you see it.
Right.
And so the making the list, I mean, I put something on my list and I just keep looking at it, you know, and I'm like, my gosh, I've been thinking about this for so long. And, you know, this list, you know, writing it out forced me to, you know, put it down. And I love checking things off of my to-do list. So, you know, for what it's worth, it's a very long to-do list. I didn't get nearly, I think I got about 35 things, but you know, it does make you, you know, once you write it down, it makes it a little bit more real. So it's a good exercise, definitely.
Yeah. And what I want to throw out to you too, is for a lot of you who either done this before with me or have only gotten to 35, nothing wrong with that, but I want to challenge you back. See if you can get somewhere between 50 and 100. And there's a reason for that. Somewhere between 50 and 100, everything shifts because you completely lose reality. it's going to turn into stuff that, you know, it may be big, it may be small, but it's stuff that's really almost in your subconscious. And you're going to have things that are going to show up on that list when you stop thinking about it as much that are going to be like, oh my gosh, where did that come from? I'm going to write a cookbook? Really? You know, it could be something really outlandish. But when you take a look at the whole list together, that's the magic. So that's what I was saying. Are there any stories that your list is telling you? So is your list all about risk taking? Is your list all about, you know, calming down and quieting down your life a little bit, maybe being less busy? Is your list all about building a business? Is your list all about relationship issues or not? You'll begin to see a little bit of a pattern, and you may see some things that really stick out that, you know, you're going to say, hey, you know, this is something that I know I've been talking about forever. In fact, maybe it's something my mother was always talking about too. Well, one of us should do it. You know, it may be something that simplistic that you can then build upon. And, you know, if we don't take the time sometimes to slow things down and pause to take a look at what those opportunities are for us and what those possibilities are, we don't often step into them. We might even recognize them. So this is a way, it's kind of like a blueprint for you to become more mindful of what you could do. And then the next step, of course, is to figure out, well, what is actually feasible and what is actually probable here? And to understand that everything you try on there is all steps toward your own growth. There's no downside. Because if you try it and you don't like it, so what? You tried it. If you try it and, you know, part of it works and part of it doesn't, so what? You learn something. So it makes you more mindful of being able to understand that you have choice in the things that you do. And we don't give ourselves credit to have the bandwidth to have that choice. We just do what we do. We recycle what we recycle. And I think that's kind of the beauty of it. Anybody else? Who else? It doesn't even have to be about the list, but anything about growth or goals. You know, we're all accustomed to saying, I set that goal. What's with that goal? Or, you know, what's your next goal? Or what's the goal of this? Right? Isn't that how we all talk to each other? We all use the word. But what does it really mean to you?
Hey, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes. Who is that?
It's Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. How are you?
Hi, good. It was kind of along what Ken was saying. I would say I'm whispering because my children are sleeping. I would say, you know, I get overwhelmed with goals because I feel like there's so much to do in a day. Mm-hmm. But going along your lines of just, I love the idea of just shifting gears when, you know, you little steps and maybe just taking like 10 minutes a day to just try something new, focus on one thing on the to-do list. As the other one was saying, at a time, I think that is attainable. And eventually, if you're spending just 10 minutes a day kind of working on things, that could be an easy way to achieve it eventually. And also feasible in taking 10 minutes out of my day to do something.
Yes, yeah, and I love that idea because it doesn't have to be something where you're committing the day or you're committing an hour or you're committing whatever. It can be as little as 10 minutes that you are mindfully saying, okay, what on this list can I do a little piece of? And maybe it's the researching of jumping out of the plane that you put on the list, okay? Or maybe it's making the appointment to jump out of the plane. But you, each piece is progress. Each piece is growth.
Right.
And it's about what you can do for it. So, you know, we often shut ourselves down because we're like, I don't have time to deal with this. Well, I'm sure you have time to make a phone call or to jump on the internet for 10 minutes, right? What can you do?
And think of it as little baby steps. I like that.
Yes, they are. They are little baby steps and they all add up. Like those pieces of the jigsaw puzzle, like I was saying, because I love mm-hmm. a lot of visuals. So to me, and I like doing good jigsaw puzzles, all those little pieces are the pieces of a mosaic. By themselves, they mean nothing. You put them all together, they start to form a picture. And the picture, well, guess what? That is essentially your goal, right? But it's all the pieces that are your growth and they all add up. Okay. And some of them, you may like some colors better. You may like some of these pieces better. You may like that part of the puzzle better. But at the end, it all adds up to where you want to be or the direction you want to go in. So yes, it can be as little as 10 minutes, it could be 5 minutes. It could be the 10 minutes that you're creating the habit to write down the highlights of your day. That could be the kickoff to it. You know, anybody else? Who else has something about what we're talking about today? Goals.
I like what Ken had said about making room and kind of goes along with what you were saying, yeah. Randy, about when you got rid of all those clothes. And it is, and it's...
They all came back, Christy. I don't know.
So I think part of it for me, I think, is making that space to bring the things that you really want in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is. And we forget about the space. We get caught up in just doing and we forget about creating this block of time to be or to be who we are now. Okay. So many of you have heard part of my elevator pitch everywhere. It goes along these lines. I always say the following. I say that we make these life sweeping decisions in our early 20s. Brianna, hold your ears. In your early 20s that don't necessarily stick, but we think they're going to, okay, we're going to be this and we're going to do that at a college. And many of us get married in our 20s or certainly early 30s. And we think this is the fairy tale. It's going to be forever. Yet half of marriages end in divorce. And many of us start families and we think that these little kids are going to be, you know, little forever. They're going to need us exactly the same way. And they don't because they grow up and that all shifts and changes. And so a 30-year-old version, a 40-year-old version, a 50, a 75-year-old version of ourselves does not match the 22-year-olds. And it shouldn't. Okay. So we have to periodically, you know, one life, many chapters, we have to open the book on the chapter we're in and really assess if we're really showing up in alignment with who we are now, not who we said we were going to be. It may not be what we went to school for. It may be something completely different. And that's okay. In a world that we live in now, where we live longer and we're savvier and better connected than we ever were before. And we have this opportunity to reinvent and to change and to shift where we're headed. It doesn't mean we have to, but we may shift part of it. So maybe when you spend, you know, 20 years working for a corporation in a business doing something a certain way, now we want to go out and we want to try that on our own. Okay, so that's a shift. It's taking what we already knew, but it's taking it into a whole new arena and allowing us to play with that idea. So it's basically kind of like what I was saying with the playing. Think about the sandbox of the playpen. So where's your sandbox? Where are you creating this playground, this opportunity to experience and think about where you really are now? Because sometimes when we get stuck in stuff and we can't figure it out, it's that gap between what we've always said we're going to do and where we're somehow showing up now, and we don't know how to close that gap. And that's it. We have to close the gap by figuring out where we are, you know, where we are in that journey. Who else? Growth and goals. Somebody who hasn't spoken? Anyone? Anyone call on people? Any questions anybody has for me before we close out tonight? Any questions about this program? Any questions about homework? Any questions about the Facebook group or... No. Okay. Well, hopefully we're going to talk a lot more because I love to talk. It's what I do. And this is going to conclude week one of the Reinvention Summit. And I want to just talk to you about homework a little bit. Okay. And the concept of playing it forward. So going back again to those 100 ways to change your life worksheets. So if you haven't done it, do it. Okay, because what I want you to do, and there's no email on this, this is kind of an aside, and it's sort of what we were talking about. I want you to circle the things that are most feasible, just three things. Pick three to five things that are the most feasible on it that really, I'm sort of doing this anyway, or I was thinking of it, things that seem really manageable, okay? And then I want you to take three action steps this week before I see you again on next week's Zoom. Three action steps this week to move those pieces ahead. And I want you to talk about it on the Facebook page. I want you to interact with me, please, and interact with each other, because we're all teachers and we're all students and we all have each other. And I tell people this, I'm not sure they really get it, but when I coach, I'm listening to all the stories. Stories are important and they're valuable and viable, but I'm never coaching a story. I'm coaching the emotion behind a story. So we all have different stories, but we have very similar emotions. So I want you to let that kind of fly and really get out of this by what you put in it is what you'll get out of it, essentially. So you're also going to get an email in a couple of days. You're going to get an email with a recording. You're going to get an email in a couple of days that's going to have the next homework assignment on it. And the next one is a GPS growth planner. Okay, it's going to look at 7 areas of your life with a growth mindset. So I want you to think about the next 6 months of this year, okay? And what do you want to achieve? And I want you to begin each sentence when you're doing the homework that you're going to get for next week with the words, I am or I will. I am or I will. And there's a reason for that. Those are affirmation statements. Because when we want to manifest what we really want to put into these 7 areas of our life in the next 6 months, we want to tell the universe as if we have it and it's coming to us. I am and I will. Very, very strong. Okay.